ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Is that him on line one?
When you hear Ozzy, means it's time to talk to Greenberg. Once you go green, you never go back. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can read all of his work at WashingtonPost.com. You can follow him at N. Greenberg. He joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Neil, what's up, dude? How are you?
I am doing super. I am injury free. How are you?
I'm glad that your hammies are all right.
I wish you can help out our team here.
I would be no help, even if I was 100% healthy.
All right, well, that's good to know. We've identified your position here. Dude, I'm almost nervous to ask this because I know you put your own power rankings together every week. How far have the Commanders fallen?
They slipped five spots to 15th. They've gone from solid contender to average team pretty quickly. Obviously, a lot of this is injuries, right? I mean, people are losing their mind over Washington's situation, but I mean, they've had cluster injuries at wide receiver. Yeah. They've had a major injury at quarterback. And what I don't understand is Baltimore loses their quarterback. They're 1-5. And I think they're still favored to win the division, a slight favorite.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying that Washington is as good as Baltimore, the division's the same, et cetera. But it just seems like teams like Baltimore and Cincinnati, they lose their star quarterback. People are freaking out a lot less than what's going on in Washington. And, you know, this team got real lucky on the injury front last year in terms of not losing a lot of impact guys for very long. This year, it's much different. And, you know, I don't know how we can make any sort of sweeping conclusions about this team when the offense is, you know, third string or worse in terms of starting the game.
It is really hard to, I mean, just, you watched the Cowboys game, obviously. What did you make of that mess? What did you make of what they had to offer offensively and then what the defensive performance was?
The defensive performance was not great, but they also, you know, Commanders also had some self-inflicting wounds as well. I mean, the pick six, the Daniels fumble, you know, penalties. I mean, like, that's all. If you wash away all the stuff that's fluky, then this game is probably a lot tighter. Maybe we're talking about, I'd estimate the score to be somewhere like 28-24 Dallas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a narrow loss, which would be pretty good considering the depth chart going into that game. So I think, you know, the pick six, obviously, the fumble, way bigger deals than the defense, which, you know, hasn't played great lately. But again, I mean, if the offense isn't on the field, you're overexerting your defense in a way. And, you know, you got to give Dallas credit too. I mean, we talked about this the other week. I mean, they were coming in offensively hot, Dak Prescott playing as good, if not better, than any other quarterback in the league. So it was a tough task on a regular day, but you talk about injuries and just the, you know, the stuff that they inflicted upon themselves, that becomes a very difficult game for any team to win.
Well, and you look at it, like, the thing that kind of, I guess, has raised my eyebrows, we go into games against a team that is horrible against run, and then we can't run the ball. And I think part of that comes down to not having those receivers there as well, because if they now put eight people in the box and you don't have confidence in your receivers, you got problems.
Absolutely. I mean, you become – look, it's much easier to defend me than it is Terry McLaurin, right? So if you have Terry McLaurin out there, your whole game plan changes compared to if you have me. Now, that's extremes, but that's exactly what we're seeing in the NFL, right? I mean, you know, not to take anything away from guys like Luke McCaffrey and, you know, those guys that are coming in and doing what's asked of them. But again, I mean, this is, you know, these are not your top guys. These are not your, this isn't your, you know, your A team. And we haven't really seen the A team for Washington, especially in terms of like wide receivers since the season started. They don't have their quarterback. They don't have receivers. The defense is on the field a lot of the time. They're fumbling. I mean, there's just so much. This blame pie slice is so thin because everything's going wrong at the same time. I mean, look, this could be a throwaway season. I mean, I know expectations were high, but if you don't have your guys on the field,
it's hard to
win. You're not going
to
win games. I mean, that's just what it is. And, you know, it doesn't mean the team stinks or the front office stinks or Adam Peters doesn't know what he's doing or, you know, some of his people that he brought in, like Lattimore, hasn't worked out. But, you know, no one gets every decision right. Come on. I mean, the worst thing that happened to this team was that they made it to the NFC Championship game last year, because that just completely torpedo expectations and just made it very difficult to figure out where this team should be this year.
I hope some fans were listening to that right there.
So I agree with you to a line. I still don't think it's not the worst thing that they got to the NFC title game. Like, if people,
it's the worst. What he's saying is they got there, yes, but it's the worst thing because everybody completely forgot that they are still rebuilding. That's what that's where nobody, no fan came into this year thinking logically. Everybody thought Super Bowl or bust, and that is the wrong way to be thinking.
And I've said on the show, I thought a 10-win season against this schedule and everyone's healthy would be a step forward. You know, they're not healthy. You know, fourth downs last year, they were awesome on fourth downs last year. They were converting like 87% on fourth down. This year they're closer to the league average at like 55%. You know, there's just, look, it's football, stuff happens. I mean, but the injuries and I don't know. Like I said, there's the expectations coming into the season were so overblown because of what happened last year.
I hear,
it just becomes tough.
I do understand what you're saying. I don't know. I think maybe you've listened to the Beltway Football Podcast, but we always play this game called should and will. What should happen, what will happen. What do you think should and will happen with Jaden Daniels Monday night?
Look, you're 3-4. You got three brutal games ahead of you, and then you got Miami before the bye week. I don't know if the playoffs are a realistic goal for this team right now, because if you only win one of these next three games, you're 4-6. I mean, you know, that's tough. And you still have to play the Eagles twice. You got to play Denver after the bye week. That's a tough game. You know, Giants look better. I mean, it's hard. you have to protect Jaden Daniels at all costs. You have to make sure that he's healthy for the next couple of years, not necessarily for the next couple of games. And I just think I do not think he should play if he's not absolutely 100% ready to go. So I think they probably will play him, but I do not think that they should play him if there's any doubt that he's fully healthy.
I think that's correct. Especially, B, you said it. Like, the hamstring is just so tricky. Now, it could depend where the injury is. Dan Quinn, though, said, should be good news with Terry and Debo. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Stats, analytics, fantasy, all of it for the Post. You can follow Greenberg at @NGreenberg. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Neil, depending where you look right now, Washington is a 10-point dog. Maybe more, maybe less, depending where you're shopping, right? But it's a big number. I mean, it's a double-digit number on Monday Night Football. I was just looking at the media guide for this week. The Washington organization, Redskins, football team, Commanders, all of them have a career 1-10 record against Kansas City, and the organization has never won in Arrowhead, 0-8. They are going into this thing 10.5-point dogs. Do you think that number is baked in with Mariota starting?
I do. Full disclosure, I bet Kansas City -9.5 when it opened. Look, these are teams that are going in different directions right now. Kansas City, the offense is finally starting to get the legs under them. Patrick Mahomes is now the favorite, albeit a slight favorite, to win the league's MVP award. This was a team that was down and out and has started to pull it together, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're getting healthier as opposed to what's happening in Washington. This is a tough spot. This is a tough spot on the road. Even though Kansas City hasn't been great at home as of late. But I do think 10 points, I do think Kansas City winning by 10 points is not unreasonable considering what we know. Now, if Jaden Daniels plays, the number probably moves, but where's it going to move to? Like, it can't move, I don't think, to like -6.5, because then the books will just get slammed with middles. So there's just not a lot of room for it to move. I mean, -7, -7.5, -8.5 is really the same as -10 because of the way that the points are clustered. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's baked in, but I do think the number is sound. I could easily see this being ugly for a Monday night.
You look at a lot of games just like we do, and you watch this defense. You watch the way that they play. How would you attack Pat? I'm asking questions I probably know the answer. Would you try and blitz him, or would you sit back and play zone?
Well, they don't throw it deep anymore. Like Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw it deep. He's okay going with the safe pass. So I think you have to do whatever you can to knock him off the game and get to him quick. Because he will live off those short passes. I mean, the league in general is coming down in terms of average depth of target, and Patrick Mahomes has kind of been at the forefront of that for a little bit now. Mm-hmm. So you have to make it as difficult as you possibly can for him, because if you don't, he's just going to tear you apart. I mean, it's not even going to be. It's not even going to be close. He's not a guy. He's not the guy you want to see across from you in a get right game, right? Like you're kind of sputtering. You're coming off some losses. You just got beat down by a division rival. Like, seeing Patrick Mahomes on the other side of the line of scrimmage is not the ideal scenario. You absolutely have to pressure him, and he is comfortable making throws that we kind of look back and say, whoa, how did he make that throw? Mm-hmm. But more times than not, those throws will turn into turnovers, right? Even if you are Patrick Mahomes, we remember like the really awesome ones, but he's thrown some clunkers there too. And then you have to absolutely capitalize on those mistakes, and And, you know, obviously you have to not make the same mistakes that as well. I mean, you throw a pick six against Kansas City, just pack it in, right? Like, you fumble the ball against Kansas City and give them better field position. I mean, you know, it's going to be a very, very long night for you.
Yeah, this one shapes up bad. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Looking at the next three, Greenberg, Seattle's bad on the road. I kind of like the Seattle spot for Washington. Sunday Night Football, they'll be wearing the Super Bowl. They'll be wearing the real uniform, as far as I'm concerned. The good old uniform, which I think within 2 or 3 years is just their home white uniform. I think they get rid of the current iteration. But I like that spot. I think this is an incredibly hard spot going to Arrowhead. I wonder if you've run the numbers of these next three. What do you think is the most likely record? I mean, they're probably going to be dogs in all three, I imagine. I don't know, home dogs against Seattle, maybe not. What do you look at when you look at this next three games?
I mean, the only soft spot is Seattle, and it's not that soft.
Right.
You know, I would not be surprised if they went 0-3. 1-3 is probably the best case scenario. I mean, if they went 2-3 or even 3-3, you know, 3-0, I mean, 2-1, 3-0, I think that would be, we'd be having a much different conversation. I'm not even sure I can get through on my podcast for this station because all the fans would be calling in too much. but Seattle is obviously, you know, the game that feels winnable. And Detroit too, because they did beat Detroit last year. But again, they got to be healthy, right? Like if at the very least, if you don't have Jaden Daniels and Deebo Samuel, it's going to be very tough. If you don't have two of the three of, you know, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuels, you know, I think it's tough as well. I think you need at least two of those three to make it happen, preferably all three. And then, you know, when Terry McLaurin comes back, I mean, how much rust is there? Like, he hasn't been on the field in any meaningful way. You know, and there are new players, and there are players that are doing other stuff like Luke McCaffrey. Like, you know, what does that look like? It's a tough spot to be in. That's why, you know, people are really upset, but, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, there's injuries in football. Sometimes you get the worst of it, and right now Washington's getting the worst of it.
Yes, they are.
They are. They are. Looking around the league, who, if you had to bet a future today on a Super Bowl champ, who would it be?
I think the best value is probably Baltimore, only because the odds makers think that they can win the division, and Lamar comes back. And it's absolutely silly. Like, it is so comical that we're even having this discussion. But if Lamar Jackson comes back, you know, they're playing Miami, they're playing Cleveland, they're playing the Jets, they're playing the Bengals twice. You know, the only tough games, if you want to call them that, are Green Bay, maybe New England. Like, there aren't a lot of tough games on the schedule for Baltimore, and that's probably why they're favored to win the division.
They're still favored to win the division?
They're a slight favorite, yeah. So,
wow.
You know, it's...
I'm looking right now on... What am I on? FanDuel. And it has the Steelers at +135 and the Ravens at +150.
Okay, so that's pretty close, considering one team is 4-2 and the other one's 1-5 and they play each other twice.
A lot. That's crazy.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah. So, they're expecting Aaron Rodgers to go crazy?
They're just expecting Baltimore to
when the ayahuasca
start
hits.
Making hay once they come back. Now, like, that to me is probably the best value on the board. Now, would I play that? I don't think so. But still, I mean, that's probably the best value on the board. I think the Rams are looking really good. You know, you're not going to get any value on Kansas City. I think Carolina is interesting, only because you look at where they are in the division compared to, like, some of the other 4-3 teams, and they're probably a pretty decent value there. Buffalo may even be a value, depending on how much stock you put into New England, who, by the way, on this show, I said, look out for New England. I think they could be probably one of the most improved teams in the league.
You get a real coach, quarterback's playing well,
soft schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Baltimore, though, is interesting considering they're 1-5.
That's very interesting.
Who would you like out of the NFC? Who would you bet to win the NFC even?
NFC is wide open. I don't know if I trust any of these teams, but right now I think I probably the Rams. The Rams are probably my favorite team in the NFC. Green Bay a close second, but no
Detroit?
Like, no faith in Philly, no faith in Detroit, no faith in Tampa. Tampa's, you know, winning because that division stinks. Not a big fan of Seattle. San Francisco's hurt. Still 5-2, though. That's the other thing.
What do you make of that Niners team? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, as much as we're talking about Washington being not good and underwhelming with all the injuries, no one's talking about San Francisco keeping it all together with duct tape and glue and 5-2, right? Like, you don't hear a peep about what they're doing in San Francisco. And I actually think Christian McCaffrey probably deserves some MVP talk because of how important he is to that offense, i.e., he is the offense.
Yeah, he's certainly the offense for my fantasy team. I think McCaffrey has been really interesting. It's like nobody's talking about the Niners because everybody keeps expecting it to kind of fall apart, but at some point it hasn't. What about the Colts, dude? Speaking of teams that everybody expects to fall apart.
I tweeted this. I mean, if Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback of the only one-loss team in football and efficiency measures like standard, non-traditional, whatever, were in the top three, they would overwhelmingly be the MVP favorite of the league. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones is seventh. And everyone's comfort pick, Patrick Mahomes, is first, and Josh Allen's up there, too. Daniel Jones is just – he's carrying the baggage of his previous seasons. Like,
totally.
He's not getting full credit for what he's doing in Indianapolis, and neither's the coaching staff. I mean, it just goes to show you put the right guy in the right spot with the right people, and you can make a lot of good things happen in the NFL. There's a lot of moving parts in the NFL,
John Taylor helps
and we saw this last year. And when you get them all right, really good things start to happen.
Hey, real quick, Greenberg, we did this yesterday. Who had the worst loss last Sunday, the Commanders or the Giants?
Oh, the Giants, because the Commanders are injured. Like, I don't even think it's close.
I agree.
The Giants was just a debacle. New York sports has been kind of like on a skid lately.
That was
tough.
We got to run next week. Make sure I build in time to talk Caps. They had a big win last night, playing good hockey, scoring a bunch. I've been enjoying watching that. We got to run though, Neil. Thank you for the time, man.
Cool,
as always,
brother.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye, babe.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. In his power rankings, he's got the Commanders at 15. Let's see what NFL.com says. Let's run through the power rankings next. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Power of love. We're about to give away some tickets, folks. Lanny, can you send me the read for the tickets, please? I'm looking. I don't see it. I got it. I got you right here. Anybody want to go see Government Mule? Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to Government Mule Friday, October 31st at Warner Theater. It'd be a fun show, man. Halloween night at the Warner.
Government Mule.
That would. If I wasn't 44 with two kids and have to go trick or treating, if I was 23 and had my like afro and smoked a ton of weed like I did when I was 23, I'd be pretty into that concert.
After the kids, they'll still be rocking after the kids have finished.
I'm too trick old. Trick or treating. You think I'm driving downtown to the Warner?
Man, stop saying you're too old. You ain't too old, man. Don't let nobody make you think you're old, bro. You aren't as old as you feel. And you let somebody make you think, yo, you're going to lose a lot of life, homeboy.
If you want to go, 800-636-1067. Two tickets, Halloween at the Warner. Watch Government Mule. All winners will qualify to win a VIP Ultimate Experience Package, which includes two reserve seats, pre-show sound check, which is dope, and some cool swag. This is one I'd actually like to win. Can I win this, Jeff? Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. There's a concert in Baltimore that night that I'd really like to go to that I also won't attend. What's your file on Billy Strings, B? You know any Billy Strings?
Nope.
Really good kind of bluegrassy jam band. He's playing Halloween in Baltimore. Is Baltimore Arena now called CFG Bank Arena? I assume that's kind of the venue.
You're asking me about Baltimore.
I think that's the kind of venue he would play. Okay. I'm pissed he's not coming to D.C. or I would see him. Playing two nights in Baltimore, maybe I could convince my wife to let me go on November 1st. I'll keep you updated. You think I'm going November 1st?
If you try and go.
You think I'll actually try?
You'll talk yourself out of it.
I think I already did. Like, Baltimore's kind of far. Brian, you're aware of the NFL as good as anyone in our great nation.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best team in football?
Detroit. They're going to put Detroit, probably.
They put Detroit. Every week we go through the NFL power rankings as determined by NFL.com and Eric Edholm, just for consistency's sake. We also asked Greenberg for his. Edholm has the Lions number one. Lions are 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
Tied for best record in the NFC. Best record in the NFL is the Indianapolis Colts, 6-1.
6-1, baby.
But Edholm has the Lions number one. I don't hate it. I mean, they've got good wins.
Good wins. And everyone was all over Tampa. They beat the hell out of them. You know, so, and their quarterback, he's proving people. Like, don't just knock me. Don't talk bad about me.
I can
still play.
I think the talking bad about Jared Goff has subsided.
It has not subsided.
No?
He still don't get the love that all the other quarterbacks get.
You're right.
Yeah. They were giving Baker Mayfield way more love than him.
You're right.
You know, because, like, they look at him. I think when you get to the point where Jared Goff is, Jared Goff has gotten to a point where nobody – like, when he has those great games, nobody really gets excited about it. Well, that just means you're that damn good. Because when Baker has a great game, oh, it's all over the place. People blow it. They never really talk about Jared Goff. But he just puts up numbers.
Who's your second best team in the NFL?
Second best.
I think you're right, though, with Goff. People are, like, dismissive because it's like, oh, look at the weapons. Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Mm-hmm. Like, he's dealing, dude. Goff deals. That's one of very few things I can say. Ryan the Stallion was right. He's been a Jared Goff guy.
He can play. All right. still in the NFC East?
They got the Colts.
Really?
Colts have the best record and the best point differential.
I look at the best record and stuff like that. I'm still like, you got to prove it for to get that love. I guess they're proving it right now. They're sitting at 6-1, but you believe they're going to be like top two, top five at the end of the season?
I think they're going to cakewalk win that division. So I think they're going to be a 2 or 3 seed.
Are they playing people outside of that?
Yeah, I mean,
division. You know, I'm saying, but I mean, at the end of the year, will they be there?
Let me tell you, how about this for a stat? Dallas, wow. Dallas has scored the second most points in the NFL with 222.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit is third at 215. The Colts have scored the most points in the NFL by a fairly wide, I mean, they're at 232. Their point differential is 92. Indy's good, man. They have, everybody's always said about Ballard that he's, you know, he's a good GM. There's a lot of talent on that roster. They just couldn't figure out a quarterback. And we'll see how long it lasts. But Daniel Jones has been excellent for them. And remember, Jonathan Taylor, he had a 2,000-yard season
he's good.
3 years ago or whatever. Number three, they have the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. And they, what's their record?
4-3.
4-3?
Now, here's my point with the Chiefs, though. Of these top three teams per NFL power rankings, it goes Lions, Colts, Chiefs. The team I would most comfortably bet to win the Super Bowl is the Chiefs.
Yeah, because they've done it, and they have 15. You know, that makes a world of difference, man.
Totally.
If they're healthy down the stretch, I'll put my money on Pat before I put it on Goff, Jones, whoever.
And think about the quickness that receiver room has now. Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice.
That's the problem. That now, if Kelce has anything left, it needs to show now. Because with those three guys on the field, he's going to be one-on-one. And he should be cooking people.
Seattle at 4.
I can see it. I mean, what are they, 5-2?
Yep.
5-2. Still is Lanford's favorite quarterback, but their defense is playing tough as hell.
Lanford, at what point can you buy Sam Darnold? I mean, he was really good last year. He's playing quite well.
He was really good till when they counted.
Sure. Lanville is the number one Sam Darnold hater. At what point can you buy Darnold, Landy?
I think he's not a despiser, not a hater.
he need to keep it up for the rest of the year. You know, the way he had a good season last year, but like Beamish was talking about, the way that he just kind of collapsed at the end of the season when they really needed him. And then Minnesota couldn't, you know, they let him go. They let him go for
a rookie coming off a knee injury.
For a rookie coming off a knee injury, who when he was in college, you know, Michigan didn't let the guy throw the ball in college. And the Vikings said, we'd rather have that guy at quarterback than, you know, a guy who just led him to double-digit wins. That doesn't inspire confidence.
That says a lot.
It says a lot, you know. And look, he's having a good year this year, but he needs to not collapse at the end of the season again. And then, you know, maybe I'll very reluctantly start to believe.
What's your belief meter in Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones?
I kind of think this is, you know, over the past couple of years in the NFL, we've seen, like, Sam Darnold. I think Geno Smith had a season like that a couple years earlier where one of these guys that is clearly talented because they were fairly high draft picks but never really pulled it out manages to, you know, look decent, look like a real NFL quarterback for a season, but then kind of, you know, messes the bed at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I frankly still expect that to happen with Danny Dimes. I think that, what are we, 7 games into the season? They play 17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Lanville is the chief Sam Darnold hater. I would put you as the chief Danny Dimes hater, B. How much do you need from Indiana Jones to start buying him?
It has to go beyond this right here. If he goes like this for the half, let's say 8-9 games, I may start believing. But I will say this. Even when he had Saquon, when Saquon was effective, he was effective. If anything happened to Taylor, then we'll really know.
Sure.
Jeff, you wanted to chime in. Do you think you're the chief? What did you want to say there?
No, I was saying B ultimate nemesis is Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. Josh Allen is your nemesis, B. How you feeling about him and what the Bills are doing?
What did they do? Lost the last two games?
I think they won, or maybe they had a bye.
They lost two games.
They lost two in a row, yeah. Where are you at on Josh Allen? Still not buying him?
I mean, I've always stated that the guy is real talented, but I think it gets a little bit overly hyped when he does something good when other people do it on a regular basis.
Bills in Charlotte this week. Bills at Panthers. But no Bryce Young, I think, is going to impact that Carolina team a lot. Carolina 4-3 is a hell of a story, though.
That is. I wouldn't have never thought that.
So the top five for NFL.com, Detroit, Indy, KC, Seattle, and then Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Parsons had one of the best defensive games ever, frankly, last week against Arizona. The Packers, though, they have a bad habit of letting bad teams hang around.
Yeah.
And they show up for big games, but until you get over that, I don't necessarily see the same Super Bowl potential in Green Bay that others have. All right, so your top five, Detroit, Indy, KC, Seattle, Green Bay. When we return, let's take a look at how far Washington has fallen. Where do you think the Commanders are going to land here? I haven't looked, so I don't know. Greenberg had him 15th in his power ranks.
They're probably less than that.
I feel like 17. Doug Williams sounds about right.
17, 18.
All right, we're going to find out how far Washington has fallen when we return. Plus some very cool Hall of Fame news. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, running through NFL power rankings from NFL.com. In about 10 minutes, you'll hear from Mike Jones from The Athletic. Had a really excellent column yesterday about this RG3 Jaden Daniels nonsense. I can't wait to talk to Jonesy.
Mike kills it.
I want to talk football with Jonesy, and then I want to talk specifically the RG3 Jaden thing with Jonesy. Throughout the season, Washington has been a top 10 power-ranked team.
Yeah.
Coming off an ass-kicking at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys and just a ton of injuries organizationally, receiver position, DN position. I mean, just a wreck on injuries. I think they're going to fall outside of the top 10, certainly. If you missed it, NFL.com has the top team in the NFL in their power rankings. The Lions, Colts, Chiefs, Seahawks, Packers round out the top five. Then they go Eagles 6, Rams 7, Bucks 8, Bills 9, Denver 10, New England all the way to 11. B and I think Washington's going to land somewhere 17-ish. Yep. B might have said 18, somewhere in there. Pats at 11. Pats have been good, and they're also just playing nobodies, so they're going to keep stacking up wins. Niners at 12. Niners deserve credit, man. They gutted out a good win against Atlanta on Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a coaching job right now from Kyle Shanahan, and you got young guys stepping up. Like, it is one thing with Washington, how they're super injured, and you just don't have guys stepping up. Other teams do. Tampa's beat up. Detroit's beat up. Guys are showing up.
But the difference between those teams and Washington, those teams are established.
For a while.
They have a lot
playoff
of people.
Teams.
Yeah. They've been around for, like, doing this thing now for, because, like, look at just 4 years ago. Detroit was in the same situation in their second year. And then all of a sudden, now they're a powerhouse. Tampa, those guys have been around. You know, San Fran, they got the same type of deal. Washington is not equipped at this point to be able to withstand injuries of that magnitude.
Agreed. Niners at 12, Steelers at 13. Steelers are an interesting one because Rodgers is playing pretty well. I mean, they did just lose to Cincinnati, but that was also like a spot where I think the Bengals had the juice that night. Bears at 14. Bears are now 4-2.
Mm.
Running the ball well with DeAndre Swift. Caleb looks pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. 15, the Jags. That game in London was god-awful. I watched far
terrible.
Too much of it. McVay, I thought, really kind of mastered and apprenticed Liam Cohen in that matchup. Number 16, B, find the Commanders.
Huh.
I read now from NFL.com. That's two straight losses after the big win in L.A., and the Commanders suddenly find themselves in tough shape physically. They were already down their top three receivers heading into the loss at Dallas, and Jaden Daniels exited the game early in the third quarter with a hamstring injury. Up next are matchups against the Chiefs, Seahawks, and Lions, followed by a game in Madrid. So it's clear that this is a dangerous time for Washington.
Mm.
The defense hasn't given us any reason to believe it will suddenly start making big plays. When it's not getting sacks, the unit is struggling. The Commanders have forced just three turnovers all season and have suffered from major coverage lapses and poor tackling.
Mm.
That is all accurate, dude.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you'd love for this to be inaccurate and you could fight back and be like, nah, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
It is.
Of the, you know, the injuries we can't fix. Of the defensive issues, lack of pressure, no turnovers, bad tackling, what do you think is the most fixable?
If you fix the lack of pressure, that fixes everything else. I mean, the tackling is the one thing that's easy to fix, but if you can get pressure, hell, they miss quarterbacks, they miss running backs in the backfield. So they get pressure and they tackle. Now you start getting turnovers. You start getting those stops. You know, you have people pressing and you do more. But you got to get pressure. You got to win in the trenches.
Totally.
Right.
I mean, the blitz numbers are they're only sending four 70% of the time. Hmm. They're relying on their front to win, and it's just not happening.
Yeah.
At some point, try something new. I think it's too early to give up. But at the same time, it's definitely late enough to try something else.
Yeah, you got to try something else. I mean, you can't completely give up at all, ever. But if it's not working, something else has to be implemented quickly.
For sure, for sure. Where do you think the Giants land in the power ranks? 16 sounds fair, dude. Middle of the pack.
Yeah. The Giants? Giants won good game. Then they lost that game. Giants are going to be 18 or 20.
Why, Brian, where do you think your Giants should be in the power ranks?
23.
26.
Damn.
I think they're just killing them to blow a lead like that. They were up three scores with 5 minutes left and lost. 26 sounds too low. That offense, I fear Dart.
I mean,
I fear the way he's playing is a little too risky right now, but that offense has some juice.
They do.
But the defensive coordinator is an idiot. Jets are obviously the worst team in football at 32. Titans at 31. Dolphins at 30. I agree with all that. Raiders at 29. I agree with that. Saints at 28. I get it. We got a break. Sorry, Landfill. I was not looking at the clock. When we return, Mike Jones from The Athletic. Can't wait to talk to Jonesy. Nobody go anywhere.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio. You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.